This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Your speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoom. Faith, true faith in God, believing to the saving of the soul. That is what this message is about. Are you interested in this subject? Do you have true faith in the triune God of the Bible? Do you live in the way of true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners and ruler over all? Without doubt, the topic of true faith is a most important subject. And this broadcast, I propose to study it with you, considering together the necessity of faith, the character of faith, and the fruit of faith. Concerning the necessity of true faith, the Bible certainly is clear and emphatic about this matter. Take, for instance, the verse Hebrews 11:6, where we read, "Without faith it is impossible to please God. But he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." This verse is in a context where the inspired writer promotes faith as opposed to unbelief. True faith is what links a person to God and coming under his favor. Whereas living without true faith, whatever else you might do or try to do to please God, it counts for nothing and will help you nothing at all. Without faith, notice, it is not just likely you can't please God or improbable, but it is impossible to please God. Impossible means there is no possibility of pleasing God in any way apart from faith in God as revealed in Jesus Christ, the Savior. We don't need to spend much time on this first point, but it surely does require emphasis today. For you may be aware, too, there are many questioning this basic Christian truth in our times. People both from inside the visible Christian church and outside it are saying that in the end, surely, all will be saved and none will be lost. All, when they die, will go to heaven, regardless of how they lived or what they believed. This is false teaching, however. The teaching that all will be saved in the end is sometimes referred to as universalism. This teaching sounds inviting, but it is not scriptural. While the gospel offer is to go to all the world, it is only those who believe the gospel of Jesus Christ who will be saved. Both the context of Hebrews 11:6 and its content stress this point. Having faith, true faith in God, makes all the difference of how God looks upon us and what our relationship is with him. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. So we read also, for instance, in John 3:36, "He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. But he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides or remains on him." There is no getting around this point, the absolute necessity of faith. Shall anyone be saved? I pray no one listening now will minimize or discount this first point, the necessity of having true faith. Shall it be well with you and with us or with anyone at all? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That is what God's holy inspired word says. This brings out what an earnest matter this question of having true faith is. And it leads us to the next point. What is then the character of true faith? Seeing the absolute necessity of faith, what is its nature, or what are the elements of true faith that show whether you have true faith or not, and whether you are saved or not? Here let us look again at Hebrews 11:6, and learn from there the character of true faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Notice, first of all, from this verse, what marks true faith is coming to God, applying to him, the God of the Bible. The Bible also calls it looking to him, calling to him, running to him, reaching out to him, going to him, waiting on him, lifting up your eyes and your soul to him. In true faith, you become focused on God, the God of the Bible, as revealed in Jesus Christ, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If in life's journey you are looking to idol gods or other gods, man's gods, you are not living in true faith. True faith is fixed on the one only true God. For different reasons, but especially on account of spiritual needs, being sinners and sinful. When you have true faith, you come to God and look to Him and call upon Him, the God of the Bible, in and with your needs. Is that what you are doing too? There is more to true faith than going to God or drawing to Him or coming to Him, but where there is true faith, this will be there once and then time and time again. But notice further, what characterizes true faith is not just coming to God, but believing that He is. And what is meant here is believing that He is as revealed especially in the Bible. Believing He is means believing all that the Bible teaches about God triune and all His works, as summarized also in the well-known Apostles' Creed, telling of God the Father and our creation, and God the Son and our salvation, and God the Holy Spirit and our conversion and sanctification. Living in faith means coming to God, this God as revealed in Jesus Christ, and believing that He is, as recorded in the Bible, as revealed in Jesus Christ, and Him crucified and risen again. Believing with Him, where sin abounds in our lives, still grace abounds much more through His precious blood, Jesus' blood shed in the place of sinners for the complete salvation of sinners. Believing He is means here knowing and trusting that all the Bible says about God and His salvation plan in and through Jesus is the exact good news we need and the only real good news there is for fallen man. Apart from Christ and His salvation, there is just no hope for sinful, totally depraved people like you and me. We all fall short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. And apart from coming to God and believing He is, as revealed in the Word written and the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, apart from Him we are incapable of any saving good and just totally, hopelessly guilty, blind, and lost now and forevermore. Look unto Me, God says in Isaiah 45:22, and be ye saved, for I am God, and there is none else. When living in true faith, you know that is true, and you come to God realizing something of your need as a guilty, lost sinner, and believing with Him alone there may be deliverance and help for you, and not with anyone else, certainly also not with yourself. Do you believe God is, as revealed in Holy Scripture, as made known in Jesus Christ, and His glorious person and complete work of salvation, both in His living the perfectly righteous life in the place of sinners and in His bearing the wrath of God in the place of sinners? Do you believe Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners you desperately need and the only possible and God-approved Savior of sinners for you in all your needs for body and soul? Do you know and agree in your heart Jesus Christ, as He said in John 14:6, is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes to the Father but by Him? True faith is more than coming to God and believing that He is, as described in God's Word. But whatever more it is, these two elements are vital characteristics of true faith. The third characteristic of true faith, simply following Hebrews 11:6, is not only coming to God and believing that He is, but being convinced and assured also that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. What this means really is, when you have true faith, you are also confident that with the Lord is found the mercies and salvation for undeserving sinners like you and me, even for as many as apply to the Savior. He is the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him, not because of our diligently seeking Him or some worthiness in or about ourselves, but only always because with Him is found abundant salvation for all, according to His gospel promises, through Christ's splendid person and finished work as Savior of sinners. Isaiah 40:10 reads, "Behold, the Lord comes. Behold, His reward is with Him and His work before Him." In Genesis 15:1, we read as well, God saying to Abram, "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward." When the Bible speaks of God being the rewarder of faith, it is referring to how, looking to God, you will be rewarded. For God is an overflowing fountain of good for His people, even as many as come to Him and believe that He is. when coming to God in true faith, then you know and trust that no one diligently seeking the Lord shall be put to shame. Whereas all who turn away in unbelief and stay away from Him and His Word, they will only meet with shame. Do you so live in true faith, coming to God once and again, believing He is, as revealed in His Word and Gospel of Jesus Christ, and that He is, for His name's sake, a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him? True faith involves not only a clear and sure knowledge of God based on the Bible, but also an assured confidence or hearty reliance upon God, a trusting that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, even as He promises, and in view of all the provision of Christ, freely offered to all, not on the basis of any merit of our own, but always all on the basis of Christ's finished work alone. So coming to Jesus and trusting Him, you will not be put to shame. The fruit of faith is, looking at our third point just briefly, then you are rewarded and discover God is true to His Word and all His gospel promises. The fruit of faith is that it brings you in union with Christ and causes you to be a receiver of all His benefits by grace alone. Faith then gives comfort and joy in life, here and now already, and hope and strength in living for God and good unto the end. The fruit of faith is salvation, rich and free, and a life of devotion to God, no longer finding your place in this world and all it offers, but seeking the world to come, when we may forever be with the Lord, and in endless perfect praise and devotion to Him. Is this what you too desire? The author of Hebrews, in speaking of faith and its necessity, its character, and its fruit, he would urge all to have true faith. In closing, let me just say yet, the Scriptures make clear, for instance, in Ephesians 2, verse 8, that faith is something the Holy Spirit works in our hearts by the gospel, and true faith is not something we can create on our own. But that in no way is meant to hinder anyone from having true faith, but in fact opens to all that you may receive it, yes, coming to the Savior, believing that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Go to the Savior for the gift of true faith, and for the Spirit who works true faith, and you will find you will receive out of His fullness grace for grace. The true faith we need is the true faith He gives, and therefore it is forever inexcusable for anyone to live and die without true faith. Even so, dear listener, as the hymn writer put it, come to the Savior now. He offers all to thee, and in His merits thou hast an unfailing plea. No vain excuses frame, for feelings do not stay. None who to Jesus came were ever sent away. True faith, its necessity, its character, and its fruit. Are you exercising it? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Are you living by true faith? And by God's grace you know and show, to live apart from God is death, but 'tis good, once and again, His face to seek, for sure. Amen. The preceding message is available in printed form, a free copy of it. If you would like to receive that, write to the Banner of Truth broadcast, 9698 EP Drive, EPP, Chilliwack, British Columbia, postal code V2P, Victory 2 Peter, 6N6, 6 Nelly 6. You can also find us on the website and find out more information about our churches and the radio ministry at www.frcna.org. www.frcna.org. Thank you for listening.